Hello, hello, hello.
What up? What up?
Welcome to The Plot Strikes Back.
Bum, bum, bum.
We are here today to talk about Deadpool, the movie that made Ryan Reynolds famous. Just kidding.
He was Green Lantern.
No, yeah. That was Green Lantern. What am I saying? No, obviously, there were plenty of movies that, you know, Ryan Reynolds has obviously been in plenty of things before Deadpool.
Van Wilder,
yeah.
Waiting.
Waiting. Waiting. What a movie. He was in Blade 3. I feel like Blade 3 was like
Deadpool.
He needs to play Deadpool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the movie that was like, he needs to play Deadpool.
And then was it what? Origins that?
Then X-Men Origins or Wolverine Origins. Sorry.
Wolverine Origins. Yeah. You got him. You got Will.i.am as someone.
Yeah. I forgot what character he was supposed to be.
Blob.
You had Blob, you had Liv Schreiber as Sabretooth.
Sabretooth, yep.
Yeah. Which I didn't mind him as Sabretooth, but it was just, I mean, there's so much of that movie that was just terrible. And
like Deadpool.
Deadpool dude. Himself in that movie was god-awful.
And thank God for the ending of Deadpool 2 that technically retcons that.
Yeah, it's that like movie. Technically that movie does not exist.
Yep.
And we don't really talk about it, even though we just referenced it, but we don't really actively talk about it, except for when we say it's bad, yep. Don't ever watch it because you don't need to. There's zero context for that movie.
It's just, it's stupid.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's like, hey, there are movies that exist that you just never need to see. And obviously because of...
And then the other one is... really good until the guy on a deathbed who's like 90 gets in a metal samurai suit.
Oh,
gets a little weird.
The second Wolverine. Yeah. Maybe at one point we'll talk about that movie, but.
Yeah. Anyways, Deadpool.
Deadpool, yeah.
Great movie.
Came out in 2016.
Yep.
So once we have Deadpool and Wolverine come out, well, the Deadpool trilogy will now be complete within an 8-year time frame, which obviously was delayed a little bit, but, you know, not mad about that whatsoever. And I know at the time when it came out, it definitely made, I mean, it made more money than the budget.
700 and what, 50 something million?
Yeah, the budget was 58 million, right? And obviously it was a short movie that the runtime was like, what, 108 minutes. So, I mean, we were just talking about like it went by like that.
Yeah.
When you watch it, which is great. And again, I think for this type of movie, it doesn't need to be.
It didn't mean long.
A long movie. It doesn't need to be even over 2 hours, which it's not. And that's perfect. And it made $782.8 million. Insane.
I think I saw that movie twice.
In theaters, I think I did too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was when it was under the 21st Century Fox realm.
R.I.P.
Yeah, man. You know, it's interesting when you think about some of the things and some of the places we're at with movies and you go, you know, maybe it didn't need to come to Disney because...
certain things, yeah.
Has not bode well.
The one thing I can say, though, is without Disney, I don't think we would have gotten this Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there are certain things about the MCU that we are very appreciative of and can thank.
22 movies, man.
Right. And I think once the merger took place, we were like, okay, look, this is great. You know, the fact that we're going to get Deadpool eventually was a big thing because when you go back and you watch this movie and if you're listening and you've never seen this movie before, by all means, do yourself a favor. You know, obviously there's, you know, top-notch vulgarity. There's some, you know, gory scenes in it because that's just...
but it's funny.
Yeah, it is super funny. I mean, to think how much of this movie and the dialogue it just rolls right off the tongue for Ryan Reynolds, and it's just a lot of it is improv.
Yeah.
And to think how many times they have to do certain shots because of maybe different things that was said, the hilarious outtakes. I mean,
yeah,
man, just what a cast. I think, you know, when we talk about actors that fit some sort of comic role that, you know, they are quote unquote meant to play,
this is one
of them.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the best things that we're getting with Deadpool 3 here, because you're getting
both of those characters. Hugh Jackman were made
as Wolverine. Yeah,
were born to play those characters.
Yeah. And
you know, and something else is that even if you're not into comics or the Marvel universe or this, that, you can still watch Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because he breaks the fourth wall.
Yes.
So he makes fun of all of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So he makes it just, it's a rated R comedy pretty much.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I like that. It's a rated R comedy that has this comic book Marvel attachment to it, but you don't need to know a whole lot. I mean, obviously he does a good job, or at least, you know, when we're looking at the plot here, he does, or that the story itself is just well written in a way where that you don't need to add a lot of fluff. It's like straight to the point. You know, this is what, you know, Wade Wilson does. This is who he is. This is, you know, who he's involved with. And something bad happens to him. He tries to find an alternative. That alternative kind of sends his life out of control, but also makes him who he is. And somehow that kind of comes back, you know, full circle to the woman that he loves,
Vanessa.
You know, Vanessa, and he's essentially cured, you know, cured from cancer, and you know, it just felt good hearing the word mutant.
Yeah,
I know, I could watch an X-Men movie and stuff like that, but it's just knowing that we're going to hear the word mutant soon enough.
I can't wait to see the random and off topic, but did you see the? Or read that they showed some footage of Deadpool at whatever conventions, CineCon, I think.
CineCon? Yeah, some recent con, yes.
Yeah, and it's just going to be so amazing. And just based on some, hopefully we get a new trailer soon, because it comes out, what, July?
July, yeah, we're about 3 months away.
I can see end of this month, next month, getting a trailer.
I could see sometime in May for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I guess it ended with them driving in a car. I don't know if it was off into the sunset, but I hope it was. Yeah. So, but it's just going to be completely unhinged. But now it's under the Marvel umbrella, so what can they show? Apparently they showed a footage of, it was Deadpool watching footage of Thor crying over a Deadpool body. Yeah. So it's like... And I guess he also said the line, the only thing Feige said was off limits was cocaine.
Oh, to use the words cocaine, yeah, in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he in the first movie here, he tells what's your face? Al, because there's like 316 grams of cocaine hidden somewhere in this apartment. He's just like, try and find it, you know, just makes fun of her blindness. And it's, man, I'm okay with that though. Like that's, if that's the only thing that's like off limits.
Well, I guess he actually says that line in the trailer to everybody in the trailer, in the, like Deadpool says that. He goes, says the only thing he said that was off limits was cocaine.
I love when he breaks the fourth wall.
Oh, it's the best.
Cause it's like, this is the fourth wall, breaking the fourth wall. So it's like breaking the 16th wall.
16 walls.
Yeah. it's just so clever. A lot of the dialogue is just so cleverly displayed for us to listen to. And obviously, you know, there's not a lot of visual effects. Again, when you look at a $58 million budget, that's not, I think a lot of it was probably spent on like Colossus.
Well, and the giant helicarrier falling, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the bigger explosions. Yeah, some of the effects of him.
Yeah, but a lot of the action I felt like was pretty practical, I think.
Yeah, I want to say most of it looked practical. I mean, obviously, a lot of the killings were probably used with effects.
Yeah, I don't think they actually killed anybody.
No, for sure.
On set of this one, but can't confirm that yet.
At least we haven't heard of any after, 8 years now? But
yeah, wow.
Yeah, because it came out in February, so it's definitely over eight years old now. I liked the fact that they included Colossus because, the only time we ever got to see Colossus was in X2.
Yeah.
And it was so brief and you were just kind of hyped and then you didn't hear him speak. It was like, he looked younger.
Yeah. He was a big jock.
Kid. He looked like he was like some sort of college jock that, transformed. Like, oh, that's cool when he went to metal, but he's just not properly utilized. And then obviously you attach like the Russian voice to him and he's like huge. And the fact that they pulled another character from the comics that not a lot of people have heard of, which is Negasonic Teenage Warhead, which she was from an X-Men issue 115 from 2001.
Yep.
So, I mean, even at the time we're talking about, they're pulling a 15-year-old character out. And again, they're probably like, all right, which characters can we include in here that's not going to be too wild or just kind of seems...
What X-Men character can we legally use?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, okay, well, we got to pull someone like way, way, way back in the ranks, like some, D-class, E-class character.
And I forget what the actual dialogue is, but he pokes fun at that.
Oh, yeah.
About how it's them.
Yeah, when he goes to the mansion, he's like, hey, you got any, other second-rate X-Men we can use to help out here? Which is just great.
And then the second one, when he's hanging out in the mansion, he makes another joke, and he's like, you guys couldn't muster up a single, cameo, and then it cuts to behind him, and it's the young X-Men, and they just go...
Yeah. Because in the first one, he goes, I will take you to the professor, and he's like, Patrick Stewart or James McAvoy?
Yeah, he's like, which one?
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, and that's the other thing, too. Not to jump to the new movie, but I am curious to see how many cameos they throw in that movie.
Oh, I think he... Not to keep going back to that... that description of the footage that was shown, but I guess Deadpool also is like, oh, does that mean a massive amount of, cameos?
Right.
So he's completely addressing all of it. And I think I think Marvel and Disney are confident that that's the only movie they need to release this year, which is true. However, is it going to save Marvel? I don't know, but
yeah.
Anyways, we'll see.
That's to be determined, and obviously we'll definitely be doing an episode on that.
Yeah,
and like we said earlier, we'll probably see that movie twice.
Yeah,
just for the sake of seeing it, just enjoying it, and then watching it again, just to make sure that. Number one, we caught everything, but also if we really did absolutely love it,
we can see it again.
To go back and see it again, because it's like, man, like it, we said in numerous podcast episodes at this point, and lately just kind of talking off record, there are very few movies that we've felt very excited for, and I think the only few that kind of gave us that very special feeling have not been superhero based whatsoever.
Nope.
Oppenheimer, Godzilla Minus One, and Dune Part Two.
Rebel Moon.
Well, I mean, like going to the theater, but yeah, I mean, I know.
Honestly, Civil War, dude, that movie was awesome.
I can't comment because I haven't seen it, but I've seen a ton of stuff online
yet.
Already.
You haven't seen it yet.
I know, but man, I'm...
What? It's an hour 49. It's a quick movie. I'll go see it again. Let's go.
I guess, I don't want to get too far into a tangent here, but with that type of movie, I have a very I have an expectation, and I feel like it's not going to meet the expectation. And
I can tell you right now, by knowing you, it won't.
Yeah.
But you have to leave that expectation because it's not a war movie.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. I think the title itself is
deceiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a little lazy. Like, I think it could have had a different title. Like, I know of some of what happens. I know kind of what you told me.
I don't know about that, honestly. Now I'm thinking about, you know. We'll talk about this off, off record. Anyway, back to Deadpool.
Yes, back to DP. obviously, not a huge cast because of the time and obviously just the way the plot folds. But you've got Marina Baccarin. I always
forget who plays Vanessa.
Yeah. She's been in a ton of stuff. Which I want to say the very first thing I saw her in was in this show called V. It was about it's about these alien lizards.
Interesting.
And she was like the queen. It came out a long time ago. Let me see here. It came out in, I guess, not that long ago. 2009 to 2011. Huh. It only got two seasons, then it got canceled, unfortunately. But that's right. She was in Stargate SG-1 for a bit. I totally forgot that.
Yeah, man, me too.
Psych.
Never seen it.
Aside from that, though, she was in Homeland. I remember her from Homeland. She played the wife of the character named Jessica Brody, who's Adrian Brody's, not the actor Adrian Brody, but...
Damn, boo.
What was his name? I forgot. It wasn't Adrian Brody. Anyway, she was in that. She was in Homeland, which is a fantastic show. And obviously, movie-wise, she was in Deadpool, Deadpool 2. What else have I seen that she's done? Serenity in 2005. Ooh, she did the voice for Talia al Ghul for a couple Batman movies. Okay, so she's done some voice acting for sure. And then she'll obviously be in the Deadpool and Wolverine coming up, but...
Will she?
Yep. Yep. Apparently, all it says is notes is post-production, but...
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyways.
You know what her last name is?
No.
Carlisle.
Is it?
But it's spelled differently.
No S? And a Y, maybe?
Yeah, there's an S, but it's a Y.
Interesting.
Yeah, no I.
Huh.
That's funny. who else have we got? We've got Ed Skrein, who plays Francis. He's the villain. We've got TJ Miller as Weasel, who is basically just Wade Wilson's comedic sidekick relief. And then Brianna Hildebrand plays Negasonic. And then we've got Miss Gina Carano as Angel Dust, as the...
She's the villain sidekick.
Yeah.
The muscle.
She's definitely the muscle, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Because she had, ironically, like the same type of strength that Colossus had, which was definitely fitting because she was a professional MMA fighter.
Yeah.
No, I got to see her fight back in 2007, it was, so she's a badass. Yeah, obviously, that's the cast.
Simple.
And that's simple, you know?
A couple minor people here and there, but for the most part, that's it.
Yeah.
So you need
Blind Al.
Leslie
Uggams.
The guy who recruits him.
Yes. I can't think of his name.
Not Stryker. I always want to think Stryker because of Wolverine, but
We've got Karen Soni as Dopinder, the taxi driver.
Yeah.
Who's hilarious. For the type of movie that it tries to be, it does a great job at. You know?
Yeah. I'd say so.
It's an action comedy superhero movie that is rated R.
Yeah, that's it. And it was, I don't think people were quite ready for it when it came out.
No.
Because, you know, Deadpool is a very obscure character. It was kind of created later in the Deadpool, or I'm sorry, in the Marvel comic universe.
Yes.
So, you know, I wasn't really too familiar with him. So I know a lot of people mainstream weren't. So I didn't, you know, they saw this movie coming out with some kind of correlation to X-Men, and they're like, oh, let's go check it out. And they're like,
I was like, wow, this movie is amazing. And then obviously just everyone saw it. I mean, I remember at the time when I was working at Apple, and a lot of people saw it. So it's like everyone is just, when you work with a lot of people too, like everyone's just
talking about it,
yep. You know, and just definitely one of those things that it just stunned people because of how good it was. And obviously not a lot of people thought it would be that way. And I can't remember exactly like leading up to the movie when the trailer dropped and,
yeah,
you know, how people felt at the time, because obviously it's over 8 years ago and I just don't remember the trailer itself actually, but definitely a good job from the people that put it together though. Tim Miller was the director, written by Paul Wernick and Rhett Reese. And obviously you got to make a sequel after this box office success. So
yeah. And then they do. And that also is a box office success.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the Deadpool trilogy to be rounded out, you're going to have just W's across the board, you know.
I'm trying to think of what
hat trick of W's.
You know, what other trilogy in the Marvel universe that has hat tricks?
Ooh.
I would say the closest is probably Captain America, just because everybody loves Winter Soldier.
Civil War.
Civil War is the best one.
And then First Avengers, not bad.
See, I love the First Avengers.
But yeah, I like it. Well, no, I mean like the Captain America.
Avengers. I didn't like it. And I didn't like the first Thor.
Well, yeah, no. I think Thor unfortunately had the least
successful
trilogy. No. I'm not going to include Love and Thunder.
That one was good. That one was really good.
Ragnarok, I think it's the best.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Ragnarok. Yeah. Love and Thunder, terrible.
I mean, honestly, though, I like all the Iron Man movies.
You know, they're good, but I think that's just...
They're not...
Damn, they are good.
They're good, but are they great?
The first one is great.
Sure, yeah.
Second one's really good. Third one's... Yeah, it's good, though.
Certain parts of it are I like.
You know, yeah.
I was there. I just the whole Mandarin thing,
you know,
fake kind of
for
just,
me. Ugh. Yeah, I think it's funny though.
Oh, it is.
And you get Sir Ben Kingsley to play the part. Like that's just funny.
Yeah,
and then you tie it back into Shang-Chi.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that was funny. That was, you know,
I never did watch that little short they made on Disney about
Mandarin. Yeah, it's like 10 minutes long.
Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, I think it provides a little extra context. There's a couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
When you go to like, or I know they have this thing where it's like everything in order, and they have like the little shorts, and if I remember looking at it a while ago, and I'm like, where did some of these ever exist or come from? I feel like there's a bunch of stuff there that they just maybe never released or released somewhere that was just, I don't know, just not marketed or announced well enough to people. So, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
What were your favorite parts about the movie?
I like the whole trial and error part.
Yeah.
You know, where he's trying out the costume, the name.
Yeah.
He's also
Captain Deadpool.
Just Deadpool.
Deadpool, yeah.
So when he's testing out all that and doing, you know, marking off people off his list, finding Francis.
Yeah.
Francis. And so that one's probably my favorite part.
Yeah.
But also anything with... What's his name? TJ Miller?
Yeah.
Or yeah. Anything with him.
Yeah.
Is just insanely funny. You know what? Actually, no. I guess it would be the opening scene, but the highway scene.
Yeah, the highway scene.
the full scene of it, but also because that was the test footage that was leaked back in what, 2014 or
yeah, it was
some
a couple
shit.
Years beforehand. Yeah.
So that one's probably my favorite scene, and then the training and trying testing things out, and then the ending's good. I like how the helicarrier is there, and it's like, oh, Avengers.
Yeah.
It's like something happened here.
Yeah. No, I think the way that movie, obviously at the time in 2016, nothing was connected, but I always imagined that movie
was
post
Avengers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Post Avengers, essentially, you know? So it's like, oh my God, like, was that from Civil War? Was that from, you know,
where'd it come from?
You know, Age of Ultron. Was that from, what was it? Winter Soldier, you know, it just kind of really depends, like, you know, where they needed to just dump it off at. But I love all those scenes as well. Like, I mean, the whole intro up to the, cause he's, you know, he's telling the whole story to the, up to the point where, you know, he cuts off his own hand and, you know, jumps off. Yeah. Hilarious. And jumps off the bridge into the truck and kind of just is, you know, basically telling us everything.
Gives you a recap.
Yeah. Which is great. Cause it's like, this is an intro. You might not know anything about him, but let me tell you it all for you, you know, to you. And then again, those fourth wall breaks just helps connect with the audience, even if you don't know anything about Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And the hunt for Francis. Yeah. Obviously a lot of scenes with TJ Miller, the back and forth because of the comedy there.
They're both just hilarious.
Yeah. All that. Just, I'm like, those two just improvving was just, would be, you know, pretty hilarious. And honestly,
top-tier comedy.
Yeah. But honestly, some of the lines of the back and forth between, or not necessarily Al. Between him, but him and Al, dude.
Oh my God.
God. So funny. Yeah. And I mean, like, what?
I was just saying the part when he comes home, and he puts his Crocs on and she's building the dresser.
Oh yeah.
She's blind.
That's funny. And then, I mean, honestly, yeah, the ending is not bad at all either, because it's like, okay, there's obviously the huge fight and he has to, you know, get revenge, and he kills Francis.
I love also that he leaves the guns in the car.
Yeah.
But also realistically, they didn't have the budget for it.
Yeah, which is funny.
So I'm just like, that is just an absolute, like, hilarious, like, adaption that you have to make.
Yeah, because he grabs all these guns and he puts them in the back, and then what's his face, the taxi driver drives off.
Dopin. What's his name?
Dopinder drives
and he's
off.
Like,
he's like, wait, where
he's
are
like
everything?
Searching his pockets.
Yeah, which obviously he
doesn't have
any. So it's,
he's
like forgot it. Whoops. Whoopsie daisy. But he makes do. Obviously there's some fighting between Colossus and Gina, and then Negasonic does her thing, and you know, he's gotta save the girl and then fight Francis at the end, and obviously he kills Francis while Colossus is like telling him to be a hero. So you're
one
like dragging on
a day,
you know. And then obviously one of our favorite parts is when he's telling, like, are you ready to see my face? And she takes off the Deadpool mask and it's a Hugh Jackman cutout from like a magazine
but
over
it's
his
stapled.
It's stapled to his face. It's like, oh my God, dude.
Oh my God, dude. It was just like,
but that's where the hype began between, like, because he says, you know, this movie was able to be made with the help of something that rhymes with Wolverine.
Yep.
And it's like, dude, this movie that we're getting in a couple months here has stemmed from this first movie 8 years ago.
And yeah, because after that, it was like, oh, now, you know, I'm sure you were one of them as well. But it's like, oh, now they have to do Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
But also, Hugh Jackman's done with Wolverine.
Yeah.
So how are they going to do that? And then it was just like the second one came out and
the retconning, and
there was more mentioning. Way more jokes and yeah. way more, like, from the very first frame, which obviously we're going to have to do Deadpool 2 now soon.
Before the
movie. Yeah, yep. Before the new one. But pokes more fun at Wolverine.
Yes.
All the way up to the end, retcons a bunch of stuff, more Wolverine jokes, and you're like, come on. And then 2021? Or when did, or two? When did I get announced? Deadpool 3. And it was such a casual thing. They were just in a house, and he's like, hey.
The Instagram video.
Yeah, like, and he's yeah. like, hey, you want to do Wolverine 3? He walks by, and he's like, eh, sure.
He's like, sure, whatever,
and,
Ryan.
And then it's like, wait, is he that real?
He walks up the stairs. Like, he's like eating food. He's like
eating
food.
An apple. He's like, yeah, sure, whatever, Ryan.
Yeah, and then there's another video of them, and they're talking, but it's like muted out, and like they're just like stabbing it, like, and it's like, oh my god, it's to me so great, and it's like,
we can't wait.
Yeah, I want to say it was 21 or 22.
I want to say 21
because I know it was still during the COVID era.
Yep,
kind of, but like towards the tail end, so maybe it was 22.
I want to say it was 22.
Yeah, maybe early, but either way. Like, yeah, because I remember when he finally hung up the claws, especially after Logan
so came sad.
Out. And so, like, Logan comes out in 2017, a year after this movie. And he's like, I'm done. Hanging up the claws. But yet Deadpool 2 comes out, and he's making more Wolverine jokes. So I wonder, like, even after Deadpool 2 came out, if he was chirping and Hugh Jackman's ears, and
he was,
and
he,
just being like, dude, Hugh, like, come on, you got to do this. Cause I mean, like, I remember Hugh Jackman saying like he would have come back to do Wolverine if he was in the Avengers. And that's when a lot of people were like, oh my God, he's going to come back, and fight Thanos. And it's like,
did not happen.
Number one, which would have been amazing. But also like, how they would have just thrown him in there and like in the mix and not established anything would not have worked. And honestly, I think it would have done both of those movies harm.
100%. Yeah.
And I think that would have just taken away from like what those movies were doing. So
yeah.
Like I was okay with that, but once we see Deadpool 3 or Deadpool and Wolverine, we'll know more about where the MCU sits overall and what we could potentially expect maybe in a future Avengers movie. Like I remember seeing, again, it's just a rumor. So, take this with a grain of salt, but when they're like Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, and Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, they're going to be like the leaders in the next Avenger movie. And I'm like, neither of them were ever considered to be leaders. In any sort of Avenger comic that you read, like
they may have they been were crucial.
Very involved. Yeah. They were very involved and they played crucial parts in helping whatever they were facing in those Avenger type, series.
Well, unless
but
it's Infinity War or Infinity Gauntlet and
oh yeah,
Thanos has his stones and turns Wolverine's bones into rubber.
Yeah.
And squashes Spider-Man.
Yeah. That.
But he has all the stones.
Yeah.
So it's fair.
But just saying that they're leading, it's sort of like, I don't know. If that's the case, then I'm sort of like, I don't know what the heck is going to happen with some of these other movies. And because, like, honestly, I could see, I mean, I don't know. There was a movie another rumor that said Robert Downey Jr. might come back. And
I remember when he was on Joe Rogan and Joe Rogan was like, dude, like people would love it. He goes, yeah, but like, would you really? And he's like, yeah,
he's like,
we'd all line up to go see that.
So dude, that right there, if it's confirmed, like if you just see RDJ in a trailer,
they wouldn't do it.
No, I'm just saying, but like if they did, guaranteed that movie is making money.
Dude, come on. I really want that now.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and like we're hyping ourselves up right now. And honestly,
to be
like,
let down.
Just to be severely let down.
To be a fan sometimes.
Yeah. Being a fan sucks sometimes, to be honest.
It can be,
but it's
especially if you love the DC universe.
Yeah, that's true. man, there's so much I want to say too, but I don't want to. I kind of want to say some things when we see Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay.
So I'll wait, but or at least for this recording, you and I could talk about it off record.
Interesting. Okay.
But interesting. What would you rate this movie? Or actually, before we get into like our rating, do you have anything to say that about like dislikes for at all? Or
I hate Ajax. I mean Francis. I hate him.
Yeah, do you not think he was a good enough villain?
Yeah, I just hated him. I was like, from the very first frame, I was like, the way he chews that gum, I was like, I hate him. I was like, what's he eating? I was like, oh god, he sucks. Just instantly hated him, which is the point of a villain.
Yeah, that's true.
But nah, I don't really have honestly anything. This is a damn good movie. I mean, it's hilarious. It's got action. Like I said, you don't have to be a Marvel fan.
No, yeah, you don't
to like
all.
This. But it is just good. Very, very good. And not that long. And there's not really any lull in it. It kind of just goes. It's good. It's a good overall watch for me.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you? Anything you didn't like?
Not necessarily. Again, like I don't have any gripes with the movie at all. I mean, it's like saying, well, could the villain have been better? I mean, maybe.
Yeah, but there was a good villain.
I mean, no, but he was like
simple movie or simple plot.
Like exactly. The movie to have this type of plot where the villain screws your life over, ruins it completely. Like that is what villains do. You know, I mean, they've done it in a lot of, you know, comic book runs. So it's sort of like it fits the mold, you know, yeah. Well acted for the most part, you know, so
it's good.
You need to play an a-hole. And that's what this guy does.
Yeah. He was good at it.
It's like, not because I want to.
Because I want to.
Or no, it's not because I have to.
Because I want to. Yep.
And it's like,
he's like, Francis.
Villain.
You've got broccoli in your teeth.
Yeah. He's like, no, he's for like, real this time.
Made you look.
Yeah. So what would you rate this?
I think I want to give this. I'd give it a 90. I'd say 90 feels good.
Yeah. I would agree to that. I think a 90 is very fitting. I don't think I'd go higher than that though.
You would? No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I
wouldn't go no. much I wouldn't go much lower either though. I mean, I think it's like a solid like
89, 90.
Yeah. Solid mark.
Yeah, I couldn't go higher than that because I like the second one more than the first one.
Yeah, I feel
love the second one.
I feel like if I had to rate it any lower, and the only reason why I would lower the rating is because I would say, well, if they made it longer and they included better characters at that point, then that would make the movie better. But
yeah,
the whole point is to not include all these other characters and make sure the spotlight's on Deadpool all the time. Yeah. And that's what we get.
Yep.
So is there anything else you really want to say about it other than definitely go see it?
Definitely watch it. I think it's on Disney, obviously.
It's on Max too, actually, right
now. And it's on Hulu, I think.
Yeah. It's like streaming everywhere, which I imagine so, just because the, you know, new movies like
the rotation
3 months out.
Yeah.
Literally. So, you know, I mean, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, it might be a month out at that point, who knows, but if you're up to date, then yes, it's like 3 months away. So cannot wait.
Don't really have anything else to say about it.
What, with the movie?
Yeah. Super excited to, dive into Deadpool 2 now eventually.
Yeah. We'll have to do Deadpool 2 in like the, yeah, sometime between now and July 24th, whatever it is. So, but yeah, you can expect us to do Deadpool 2 for sure.
Yeah. That's all I got.
I did remember the post-credit scene.
For Deadpool?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller's day off.
It's the best. He's like, go home. It's so good. And then he
tells us what was coming.
Yeah, he's like, we only have enough to say it's going to be Cable.
Yeah.
Or something. And it's like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, he names drop Cable, and it's like, oh my God, we're getting Cable now? Amazing.
But then it's like, are we? And then it's like, oh, we did.
Yeah, it's like, are we actually getting trolled or but no?
Because
we,
who knows with him?
Right, yeah, he could be just pulling our teeth. I'm like, no, it's just a Deadpool thing to say.
Yeah.
But
and what's the post credit scene in the second one?
I don't remember. I was just trying to think of it, and
it's not when he goes back in time.
Is that it? Is that it?
It is.
Okay.
That's what it is. That one's good.
Yeah, that was amazing.
If you're listening to this, the amount of times that we've talked about Deadpool 2 in this Deadpool podcast, we'll have to do in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess that'll about do it for us here. But before we end, before you leave, do us a favor. Share with your friends, your family, strangers. Share it online.
Share it with your enemies.
Yeah, share it with your enemies as well. Maybe you'll stop being enemies and maybe our podcast will have brought you together.
Maybe you and your enemy will debate.
Yeah, and you'll remain enemies.
Enemies.
And at that point, well,
it will keep the rivalry fresh.
Yes, exactly. You can also find us on X at Plot Strikes Back. There's no the when you're searching for us on X. That's the only thing. I wish Ian Lem would just give us three more characters and we'd be good, but Plot Strikes Back is fine. You know,
for now.
The is just the. So.
Here's how, Elon.
Yeah, exactly.
Three more characters.
Yep. Hey, Elon, let me do us a favor. He'd probably just like, no. All right, well.
No, period.
Had to take my shot, and now we're just throwing a Deadpool GIF in there.
GIF, yeah.
GIF, yes. Yep. So, all right, everyone. That'll do it for us here. And, yeah, be sure to tune in. We've got some good stuff coming, some new stuff, some old stuff.
Should be good.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have plenty on our plates for content. So we'll make sure we'll be tickling your eardrums for the upcoming weeks here. So,
bam.
That is the two of us signing off on The Plot Strikes Back.
Bum, bum, bum.